Now he looked up and saw the wealthy putting the gifts into the temple treasury. And he saw a poor widow putting in two lepta coins. And he said, truly, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them. For they all contributed to the offering from their surplus. But she, from her poverty, put in all that she had to live on. And while some were talking about the temple, that it was decorated with beautiful stones and vowed gifts, he said, as for these things which you are observing, the days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another which will not be torn down. They asked him questions, saying, teacher, and therefore will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And he said, see to it that you are not misled. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and revolts, do not be alarmed, for these things must take place first. But the end will not follow immediately. Then he continued by saying to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be massive earthquakes, and in various places, plagues and famines. And there will be terrible sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, turning you over to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors on account of my name. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves. For I will provide you eloquence and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to oppose or refute. But you will be betrayed. Friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all people because of my name. And yet
by armies, better recognize that her desolation is near than those who are in Judea
must flee to the mountains, and those who are inside the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city, because these are days of punishment. So that all things which have been written will be fulfilled. Woe to those women who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people.
To listen to him.